Governor Tony Evers stopping by the morning show to talk about his budget and spending priorities on the heels of his State of the State address this week. Now let's turn to our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive that is in progress. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. WPR relies on listeners like you and your support. It is the largest piece of the funding for WPR programs you enjoy and rely on. And if you haven't given yet, now is the time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are halfway through the hour. Now we're looking for 9 more people to join in to help us hit our goal. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs you count on each and every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. We truly mean that. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In that last conversation, we broke down some complicated economic stuff that has a real impact on our day-to-day lives. It's an example of the kind of conversation, looking at the big stuff, how it affects us. You can count on that every day from the morning show.
WPR is listener-powered. It means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that we take on each day with you. It makes that all possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
As the donor, you get to decide how much you want to give. Maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
And that might be what you spend every month on takeout, on entertainment, for instance. Things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a critical resource for the state, and the only way that it's going to be maintained in the long term is to have people who support it. I think it's great to be able to hear what is happening in various parts of the world. I think it's critical to have that resource available, whether we use it every day or not. I like being part of the system that is supporting WPR. Being a supporter of WPR is important for everyone so that they can make use of the resource that is available in our state. I'm Doug Nelson from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is, say, $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We ask you to give the amount that's right for you. If you need a formula, think about it this way. Say you hear 3 things a day that you're glad you heard. Well, if you paid a dime for each of those things, that would work out to about $10 a month. If that math adds up for you, make your gift of $10 a month right now. Do it online at WPR.org or make a quick phone call, 888-202-2552.
Here's what our leaderboard is telling us when we hit the old refresh button. We are looking for 9 more people to join in this hour. 9 more. Come on, we can do this.
We can do it.
Yeah, you make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you count on, programs like The Morning Show, and show off your Wisconsin Public Radio pride when you ask for the new 2022 WPR t-shirt. Give $12 a month or more. Ask for your shirt at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Heard from Miles in Appleton who says, I'm a 4th grade teacher in Appleton and set my alarm at 6:45 a.m. each morning for the 7 a.m. WPR and NPR news that are a firm part of my routine. Thank you so much, Miles. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Now to Governor Tony Evers, who delivered his fourth State of the State address Tuesday to a joint session of the legislature in the Assembly Chambers. What question do you have for the governor about what he outlined in his speech? What do you want to convey about your circumstances at this point in the pandemic? So where is federal pandemic aid not getting to? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Governor Evers, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Why the urgency for you to unload this budget surplus in the form of tax breaks and refunds when our unemployment is at a historic low, when many Wisconsinites are in a better financial position now than before the pandemic?
Yeah, and that's a great question. But the bottom line is $3.8 billion is money that the people of Wisconsin have put into state government at this point in time is sitting there. And we feel, first of all, an obligation to, you know, it's the people's money, like to give it back to them. And also, we also believe that it's a good time to help mitigate against inflationary costs that we're seeing all across the state, whether that's in gas stations or in grocery stores, and give people the some resources to mitigate against those increases. So those are the two main reasons. And we're also with two of the tax credits, one's around childcare and the other's around caregiving. We feel those folks that are in need of those funds can use them. And there's a possibility that we might be able to get people back into the workforce that now are unable to afford childcare or are our caregivers.
Something else that's sitting there is the rainy day fund. It's sitting at $1.7 billion. What is your philosophy for when the state should use its emergency reserves?
Well, that's another great question because, yes, that's something that I think is really important to do. But it is to be used in the most dire of circumstances for state government. So there's some processes that we must go through around that $1.7 billion, but the $3.8 that is projected to be there, we do need to begin to lower that. And this is the right time. We have inflationary pressures, and we also have some needs around child care and caregiving.
There are nearly 137,000 unfilled positions posted on the Job Center of Wisconsin website. As of this morning, I checked, and Republicans say you haven't adequately addressed the workforce crisis, what businesses are going through. And there's a bunch of bills, as you know, moving through the Capitol that would try to force people back into the labor force. What will you do to help employers staff back up?
Well, we've already set aside it's $60 million for 12 regionally based programs to meet the needs, unique needs of folks folks across the state. It's probably not real smart to just assume there's one answer here. And for example, Door County United Way received resources to make sure that they have a strong child care system there and also affordable housing. And they believe that will bring workers to Door County to essentially work in their tourism industry. So you know, and so it differs by area of the state. And so those 12 regionally based programs are doing their work right now to, you know, make sure that we're doing everything we can to get people into the workforce. But at the end of the day, with the low unemployment rate we have, we have to pull out every possible area that we can do it. You know, another small example is making, you know, we have the UW system now has a footprint in our correctional institutions and helping prepare people that will be leaving the correctional institutions to get back into the society and be productive members of society. So there's a myriad of things we have to do. So to say that nothing is done, frankly, isn't true. But that's the way politics work these days. We're hard at work at this, and we believe there's going to be some really good success going forward.
You mentioned affordable housing in Door County, and we've talked with more than a dozen mayors across the state in recent weeks, and almost uniformly, we hear about a lack of affordable housing in their communities, aging housing stock, not enough new multi-unit developments going up in smaller cities. What are your next steps to address these housing issues across Wisconsin?
Well, I saw that yesterday that the League of Municipalities released a report that they put together with some other groups that work with them. And so there's lots of good ideas out there. Our Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is working with others all across the state to provide as much affordable housing as possible. It's a difficult nut to crack, but we feel that we're making headway. We need more of it. And what it does for me, Kate, is it reminds me that all these issues are interconnected. We need to connect the dots, whether it's affordable housing, whether it's transportation, whether it's transit or education, all those pieces need to fit into place. And we need to make as good an effort we can to make sure that we do connect those dots.
Talking with Governor Tony Evers about his priorities for state government, what is on his mind in the midst of this budget surplus, and hearing from you at 800-642-1234 to join in. Republicans are also criticizing your lack of attention on crime. And we heard interim Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson appealing to you this week to send some of those surplus dollars to his city to address public safety, to address the record number of homicides. Will you do that? And what is your administration doing to curb the violence?
Well, we've already invested $45 million directly into violence prevention programs, and that includes $8 million that went to the city of Milwaukee and at least $25 million of that 45 into outstate violence prevention programs. Yes, we do. I agree with Cavalier that. The state does have a role, but it focuses. We have to focus some of that effort on shared revenue. That shared revenue is the money that the state provides to municipalities, and we've had great trouble with the Republicans getting shared revenue increased in the state. That's the money that those municipalities use to do their work, including fire and police protection, and for years it's been cut back. We've put money in the budget, and it's been yanked out by the Republicans. So, yes, we need more share revenue. Yes, we need money, which we have provided around violence prevention programs around the state.
The next few weeks, busy period in the Capitol as lawmakers wrap up before election season. So heading into this period, how would you characterize your relationship with Republican leaders of the legislature?
Well, it's about the same as it always has been. Certainly, they have the majority, and they want to wield their authority as majority leaders. So, what we do is we try to reach common ground when we can. And you know, the idea that there are no bills passed that don't have Democratic support. Or my signature is just wrong. I sign bills that far exceed the number of bills that I veto, and we'll continue to work the best we can to reach common ground. This is a good example of my surplus plan. I think it can get bipartisan support. I'm hopeful it will. Having money that is people's money sent back to them. Has been popular with Republicans in the past. I assume that they're still interested in that.
Well, I want to pause right there with your surplus plan, because Democrats widely criticized your predecessor, Governor Scott Walker, and Republicans for passing tax relief in past election years as a gimmick to win voters. Should voters be skeptical of your motives right now in this $150 credit for taxpayers?
That's comparing apples to giraffes, frankly. Back when Scott Walker did that, it was just a small amount as compared to this, and he wasn't dealing with a pandemic. We just went through 2.5 years of a pandemic that still exists, and the people of Wisconsin have bounced back economically. And as a result of that, and we're also in an inflationary time, which was not the case back then. And so it's comparing two different things. People can be critical if they want to, but this is a response to you know, first of all, good economics, good strategic use of federal money to make sure that our people are safe and the economy recovers. And as a result of that, we have the best economy we've had in my time. And we want to return some of that money because of the inflationary pressures. None of that was part of the decisions made by a prior administration.
Let's bring on a caller, Owen in Wyawega. Owen, hi, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Governor. As a small young dairy farmer here in the state of Wisconsin, I just had to disperse my herd because I have no land available to me because the larger dairy farms around me have monopolized the land bases, and they continue to be stimulated by large amounts of government subsidies that come into their possession. And they utilize many different methods of obtaining that, but they also have hired a lot of labor who are foreign citizens and have no ability to be enfranchised in our democracy here. So we have a labor system that is not even capable of voting to protect or be part of a democracy in our agricultural economy here in the state. What are you going to do to protect young dairymen like me that continue to be pushed out by large corporate style agriculture that uses undocumented labor to become extremely wealthy?
Governor Evers.
Well, first of all, the labor issue, I think, is an important one that Owen brings up. And that is something that, frankly, I think is unfair, period. And not talking about small farms versus large farms, but undocumented folks end up being arrested on a regular basis in the state because they don't have driver permits. And they're doing really significant work on farms, large and small, across the state of Wisconsin. During the pandemic, we've put aside distributed $100 million to farmers all across the state. And that helped 20,000 farmers. And I hope you were one of them, Owen. And that's just one kick at the cat. We've had several other situations where that happens. I support small farmers and we'll do whatever we can going forward to make sure that they can continue to exist.
Governor Evers, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Governor Tony Evers. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.